Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Sally Toxvig, and this is We Will Get Past This, where I welcome you into my calm room of books, so I can share tales from history of various deeds. Some brave, some baffling, others downright idiotic, in a bid to comfort the soul in this challenging time we find ourselves in. Some of these were recorded with specific dates in mind, but as we've all come to realise, none of that kind of thing really matters. My diary's wide open. There are no rules about when something can be enjoyed, so take a moment to relax and remember this. We will get past this. Hello there, come on in, have a seat. I've been thinking of opening a salon. Not one for hair, although that might be an idea. You know, if I don't get mine cut soon, I'm going to start looking like one of those busts of Beethoven they used to keep in the music room at school. The salon I have in mind, however, is the kind of intellectual gathering which was popular in the 18th century. It's the birthday today, April the 22nd, of Anne-Louise Germaine de Staël-Holstein, who was born in 1766. She's mostly known as Madame de Staël because, you know, who's got the time? She was Franco-Swiss and what used to be known as a woman of letters, something which doesn't sound quite right anymore. She escaped from the French Revolution and spent a lifetime gathering round her the brightest and the best to discuss what was going on and securing influence to do something about it. From her gathering, she exerted extraordinary power over those in politics and also wrote brilliant treatises on political and constitutional theory, novels and pamphlets. Byron called her Europe's greatest living writer. Napoleon couldn't stand her, believing that women should stick to what they'd done at the foot of the guillotine, knitting. The list of her written work is vast, and the extent of her connections made anyone in government anxious. It is commonly said that in her lifetime there were three great powers in Europe: Britain, Russia, and Madame de Staël. She's worth reading about, a fascinating and forceful woman who refused the 18th century custom of leaving men to discuss matters of state. When the ladies were supposed to get up from the dining table and let the men have cigars and chat, she would stay and hold forth. But today I am not minded to stay indoors, no matter how lively the conversation might be. The truth is, I haven't been able to concentrate because of the birds. It's International Mother Earth Day, and I feel we ought to celebrate. I'm on the earth, I'm a mother, I'm international, everything about it works for me. We seek what delights we can at this time, and I realise how much I am enjoying birdsong. I live in London, under a flight path, and I can't say the birds have ever been able to have a huge impact on me, but now I can actually hear them. They wake me, and it's wonderful. I heard a blackbird the other day, and it made me smile. The UN established International Mother Earth Day in 2009 with a desire that we all recognise that the Earth and its ecosystems are our home, and that we have a need to promote harmony with nature and the Earth. The Native American people, the Navajo, have a saying, "Be still, and the Earth will speak to you." And if there is good to come of all this, it is that many of us have the chance to stop and listen. And the wonderful thing about the internet, apart from being able to have tea with my mother, who is miles and miles away, is that we can still travel the world and admire this astonishing planet. If you have access and the time, check out the work of the American photographer Laura Gilpin, who was born today in 1891 on a ranch in Colorado. On her 12th birthday in 1903, Laura was given a Kodak Brownie camera, and she became obsessed. A year later, she spent a month with a family friend who was blind. It was the time of the legendary St. Louis World Fair, where more than 60 countries and 43 of the then 45 US states each had their own exhibition space. It was massive. Over 1,500 buildings connected by 75 miles of road and walkway. Technology, innovation and scientific discoveries were there for everyone to admire. Near on 20 million people came to learn about history and culture and to be astonished by the latest discoveries. Laura went with her friend every day for a month, and because her pal couldn't see, she had to describe each exhibit to her in detail. She later said this was the experience which taught her to be observant. In 1916, she went to New York to study photography, but had to come home 2 years later when she was infected in the great 1918 influenza pandemic. Her mother hired a nurse, Elizabeth Warham Forster Betsy, to look after her, and Betsy was to become her companion for the next 50 years. Betsy eventually became a nurse on the Navajo reservation, and Laura began to photograph the indigenous people who lived there. The results are wonderful, both of the people and the place. They have a calm stillness about them which is filled with compassion and curiosity, a soft, luminous light over the sometimes harsh landscape of the prairies. Both Laura and Betsy came to understand how the life of the Navajo people was inextricably linked to their relationship with the land. Archaeology tells us that the Navajo have probably lived in the southwest of the United States for about 3,500 years. They get their name from early Spanish chroniclers who called them Apache de Navajo, meaning Apaches who farm in the valley. Nobody knows what the origin of Apache was, and the name was just later shortened to Navajo. It wasn't what they called themselves. They used the word Diné, which just means people. They have a complex belief system which revolves around balance in all things, a desire to live in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. The Earth is not separate from us. We are part of it. I have a reprint here of a book written between 1832 and 1836 by an American painter and writer called George Catlin. It's called simply North American Indians, and it contains many wonderful portraits of the Native Americans he travelled among. There are depictions of the brilliant colours of the bright red clay bluffs along the upper Missouri River, which soar hundreds of feet in the air, and a verdant view across the rolling green prairie hills at a place called Blackbird's Grave, where a famous chief of the Omahas who carried that name lies buried. Sadly, there are only a couple of depictions of women. Perhaps they didn't interest George enough. There is Minik Isungtika, the mink, a girl from the Mandan tribe of the Great Plains, with her long black hair decorated with red, who shows off her beaded jewellery and sheepskin dress decorated with porcupine quills and elk's teeth. She appears to have been captured in oil merely because George thought she was beautiful. Sadly, the girl passed away, with the Mandan forever believing that George's portrait had stolen some part of her life. Perhaps it had. The tribe itself was wiped out in 1837 by smallpox introduced by white settlers. The movies rarely depict the amazing Native American women who one has to really search for in both art and literature. They are there. The first woman ever described in the written history of the state of Wisconsin was a woman called Glory of the Morning, the only known female chief of the Hokuk Nation. She was a member of the Thunderbird clan and helped bring peace to her people. She was said to have lived upwards of 100 winters before she passed away in 1832, and that when she did, the sound of thunder could be heard as the spirits of her clan called her home. It is fairly clear that we ought all to be listening to Mother Earth. The Australian fires, Kenya suffering a horrific locust invasion, record world temperatures, and now worldwide health pandemic. Climate change, man-made changes to nature, deforestation, intensified agriculture, livestock production, all of this has damaged our home and ourselves. At the moment, the skies are clearer, the air is purer, but it comes at a cost of great human distress. Maybe we do need a giant salon where we all figure out how to shift to a more sustainable economy that works for both people and planet. Everyone has a part to play in that. It's time to crack on and have a rethink. There is not one of us who cannot participate in some way. There's a Navajo saying which I really like. When you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Live your life so that when you die, the world cries and you rejoice. Take care. Be kind. We will get past this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.